Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, cash cattle trade remains undeveloped here today, with feeders still looking for the first bids of the week. Asking prices remain hard to pin down due to the holiday, limiting overall market activity. Now, a few show lists have been priced at about $125 in our part of the country, although interest from feedlot managers will certainly need to improve today. It's likely that packers will show the first signs of interest as well, although the trade is unlikely to develop until sometime tomorrow. Futures trade is expected mixed to mostly lower, with traders closely focusing on outside market direction. Pressure in the feeder cattle markets midweek has created some market pressure during early January, which could lead to additional market shifts. Over on the hogs, early cash bids expected steady to a dollar higher, with most bids expected to be steady to 50 cents higher. Interest is likely to remain firm following firming cash market support and renewed buyer activity in the first trading session of January. This may spark some additional underlying buyer activity. Total slaughter schedules for today, around 477,000 head, around 460,000 head on Saturday. Now in the grains, March corn's down about a half penny here early this morning. March soybeans down 1¾ cents. March Kansas City wheat is up 1¼ cents. Global equities under pressure again today as the U.S. government impasse continues. Grain markets are mixed as cash weather drive trade. Now, the wheat markets are stronger today, trying to add to yesterday's reversal that saw March Chicago wheat set new contract lows before recovering. January is generally a bearish month from a seasonal perspective for wheat. Lots of chatter about spring wheat taking acres from soybeans in the Northern Plains this fall amid a record low basis before China began buying soybeans once again. We'll check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, February live cattle down 35 cents yesterday, 123.52. April down 47 at 125.77. January feeder cattle up down 90 cents, 147.95. March down 80 cents at 145.95. February hogs up 72, 61.70. April up 47 cents, 67.55. Kansas City wheat, the March up 3¾ at 492.5. May was up 2.5 at 503.25. Chicago wheat, March up 3.5 at 506¾. May was up 2.5 cents at 513. March corn up 3/4 at 375¾. May was up a half penny at 383.5. March soybeans up 12 cents at 907. May was up 11¾ at 919.5. March cotton down 136 at 70.84. May was down 125, 72.25. Crude oil for February up 11 cents, 46.65, and February natural gas unchanged at 295 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.